The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
With Anton in for Pat, we're coming into day four of the landmark trial of Gerry Hutch, and we're getting now into the specifics of the prosecution's case regarding the murder of David Byrne in the Regency Hotel in February 2016. News Talk's court correspondent Frank Rainey has been at the trial. Frank, is it fair to say that Gerry Hutch has been effectively relatively unruffled by the evidence put forward by the prosecution?
Well, it's hard to tell what's going through Gerry Hutch's mind at the moment as the evidence is being presented to the court. And again, at this stage in proceedings, it is Sean Galland's case to present. He is the prosecuting barrister. Earlier this week, we heard him give the court an overview of the case that he intends to present to them over the coming months. And so far, we have heard from eyewitnesses. We have heard from, you know, we've heard guard evidence from technical examiners who were at the scene. We have heard post-mortem evidence. We have heard how he died, the injuries that caused his death. We have been shown a lot of CCTV evidence, and you get the feeling from Sean Galland's opening address and the opening week of the trial that CCTV evidence is going to feature heavily in various different aspects of the case that Mr. Galland is trying and hopes to prove beyond a reasonable doubt.
The CCTV evidence that was shown to the court yesterday, the most recent, what did it show?
Well, this CCTV evidence showed various clips taken from the North Inner City, Dublin's North Inner City, and Drumney Wood in Portmarnock. And these, we heard, were harvested from the day of the shooting, before it all unfolded on the 5th of February 2016. We were shown a clip of two men walking up Amiens Street towards Buckingham Street. One of the men seen on camera was wearing a grey top and had a green sports bag. We know this was Kevin Murray, a dissident Republican, and one of the armed men who stormed the hotel later that day. Murray was the one caught on camera fleeing from the Regency Hotel with a flat cap on his head and a gun in his hand. We know this because a PSNI officer gave evidence yesterday of identifying Kevin Murray when shown the image on a computer by those investigating the shooting. He knew Murray from his time working in Strabane in County Tyrone. Murray has since passed away. There was also a compilation shown of the movements of a black BMW Jeep on the day of the shooting. We were shown a man getting into it in an estate, that estate in Portmarnock, Drumney Wood. No identification evidence was presented to the court in relation to him yesterday. And that is important to point out because we heard that that will be challenged by the defence in due course. But Mr. Galland, again, the prosecuting barrister, said it's his case that the man getting into the Jeep is Jason Bonney, who is one of two men also in the dock with Gerry Hutch. You know, you'd be forgiven for thinking that there are three people on trial here, albeit the other two are facing less serious charges than Mr. Hutch. Mr. Bonney and a man called Paul Murphy from Cabra Road in Dublin are facing the same charge. They're accused of facilitating the murder by providing logistical support to the criminal organisation behind it in the shape of two vehicles, a black BMW and a Toyota Avensis taxi. And again, they, like Mr. Hutch, deny the charges.
And in addition to the CCTV evidence shown yesterday, Frank, there was forensic and firearms evidence. To the latter, what was it that the court was told about in relation to the seizure of firearms?
Well, we heard from a number of Gardaí yesterday who were called to a briefing on the 9th of March 2016. So this was 1 month after the shooting, 33 days to be exact. Inspector Porrick Boyce and Inspector Joseph Finnegan gave evidence of being part of an intervention team that was dispatched to County Meath that evening at about 7 p.m. just outside Slane. We heard they stopped an Opel Insignia with a Donegal Reg. A man called Shane Rowan was driving the car. He's from Forest Park in Killigordon in County Donegal. And we heard the car was heading north when it was stopped. Inspector Finnegan and his evidence said that Rowan was compliant when they put on their blue lights and told him to pull over. He also complied when he was told to show them his hands as they approached the car. And in the boot then, we heard, wrapped up in a yellow rug, they found an AK-47 assault rifle. Two others were found wrapped in white shirts inside canvas sacks. Three loaded magazines were also found hidden in the boot. They all contained ammo capable, we heard, of being fired from those weapons. A single loose bullet was also found in the boot. Shane Rowan was arrested at the scene. Not long after that, he pleaded guilty to firearms offences. He also admitted to being a member of the IRA. He has since been jailed for 7.5 years. The car we heard was taken to Drogheda Garda station. It was subsequently examined by Sergeant David O'Leary, and he gave the court a little bit more detail about the weapons and the ammunition found in the boot of that car being driven by Shane Rowan. One of the guns was described as a short AK-47 assault rifle, while the other two were described as long rifles with wooden stocks. He said that he took some photographs of them and also some swabs for further technical examination.
And that wasn't the only vehicle that the court heard evidence about?
No, the judges were also told about an examination of the suspected getaway van. This evidence was presented yesterday by Detective Garda Seamus O'Donnell. He was part of the Garda technical team sent to the hotel after the shooting, and he began his testimony by describing what he saw when he entered the hotel that evening. He said he saw several discharged 7.62 caliber cartridges. Again, he said they're capable of being fired from AK-47s. When he went to the function room in the Regency Hotel, this is one of two function rooms, and this is where the boxing weigh-in had been taking place earlier that day when the shooting began. He said there were rows of chairs lined up in front of a raised stage where he could see a Clash of the Clans poster. That was the name of the main boxing event that was due to take place in the National Boxing Stadium the following day. He said that he noticed several of the chairs had been knocked over. To the back of the room, he said he found a blood-stained hoodie and tracksuit bottoms. They were grey in colour. There were also two MGM t-shirts there too. MGM was one of the promoters of this boxing event at the National Boxing Stadium. A number of their boxers were due to compete in that event. He said there were two discharged cartridges in that area too. He also noticed bullet strikes in the carpet of the suite. When he went to the laundry room entrance door, he said it appeared to have been forced open. This, in the opening address earlier in the week, was the entrance from which Mr. Galan, the prosecuting barrister, claimed two of the armed men that day, Flat Cap, who we now know as Kevin Murray, and a man dressed as a woman, you know, wearing a wig, wearing a knee-length dress, armed with a handgun. He claimed they went in through this entrance. And in his evidence yesterday, Detective O'Donnell said that the lock on that door was still attached to it, but was swinging freely. In his opinion, it seemed to have been forced open. And then in relation to that other vehicle, he said that he went to the site of a burnt out van. This was in Charlemont Estate, which isn't far from the Regency Hotel. This was a silver Ford Transit with a 03D reg. It's believed this was the van that the armed gang used to make its escape in. It was almost entirely burnt out on the front passenger side floor well. He said that he found bolt cutters and an electric key fob. He said that an improvised window had been cut between the cabin and the back of the van through its firewall. And in the back of the van, then, he said there were 9 cooked off bullets. He suspected they had exploded within their magazines as a result of high temperature, possibly and most likely, he said, at the fire in the van. He also found 3 discharged cartridge cases and 6 bullets. And he said that the type of ammo recovered from the back of that van was also capable of being fired from AK-47s and its various replicas.
And of course, that trial continues at the Special Criminal Court. Frank Graney, News Talk's court correspondent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anton.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.